Now, there's good news for cricket fans. Live cricket is returning to BBC television for the first time in 21 years. Has it been that long? From 2020, a new four-year deal will include men's and women's international and domestic T20 matches, as well as test and one-day international highlights. Well, joining me on the line now is England and Middlesex legend Mike Gatting. Good evening, Mike.
Evening, Paul.
Thanks for coming on. How good is this, then, that live cricket is going to be back on terrestrial television?
Absolutely fantastic. It's one of those things that has obviously been missed, but we were caught between two stools many years back when Sky came in. They managed to give us some money to enable us to sort of help do more programmes for the children and give more money to the clubs, but we are now really where we should be, which is having the best of both worlds, which is Sky's production, but also the live stuff on BBC, which is hopefully going to help promote and give the young kids a chance to see their heroes again.
And everyone remembers, don't they, Mike, the summer of 2005, which was the last time that cricket was on terrestrial television with Channel 4's coverage. How many people were getting into cricket and, you know, the kids were loving it. I know it's difficult to quantify, but how much of the game do you think the game has suffered as a result of not being on terrestrial television?
Well, look, people come and watch test matches every year throughout the country, and the supporters are magnificent. And most of the test matches are full and have been since 2005. And I think, you know, if you think you're going to have 12 years under that, we've got to look at the next generation. And this deal has come at the right time because we're doing something called All Stars Cricket at ECB, which is for 5 to 8 year olds. And by the time they get to sort of 10 or 11, which is when you really want to make sure that they're going to follow through, they're going to be able to see, you know, the likes of Joe Root, the Stokes, and lots of other up-and-coming and, or, you know, England legends, as they will be in 2 or 3 years' time. You think that's great because the kids will then see them on TV and they'll be able to sort of start taking up cricket and really have something to aim for with their legends in front of them.
One thing's for sure, the coverage has changed since your day, hasn't it?
No, look, it's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, people have had a go at Sky and that, but, you know, they brought us cricket during the winter. They did fantastic coverage and have done for many years now. They've enabled us to get lots of programmes into schools and into clubs and help clubs. But as I say, we are really where we always wanted to be with the best of both worlds, having terrestrial and the expertise of Sky and the coverage that the BBC give. Because it won't be just in this country. You know, BBC goes into Europe as well. And I know European cricket, although people say, what do you mean European cricket? It will help European cricket because the BBC goes into Europe and then people start watching cricket in Europe again. And it might be around the rest of the world as well because BBC have that sort of coverage. And I think even China, they're going to start doing stuff in China. So hopefully the BBC will be able to get some coverage out there as well. So there's many things that this will help with. And it's great to see the BBC back in with the coverage.
And we mentioned there about getting kids into cricket. Do you think T20 is the ideal introduction for children into the game, which, of course, we didn't have back in the day, did we?
No, we didn't. And it is a fantastic game. You know, the great thing about T20, it's got families involved, and that's the great thing. It's even got girlfriends and wives coming along because it's a short thing. They can have a glass of wine. It's over quickly. There's lots for the kids to do around the grounds. And actually, the game's a short game. There's lots of fours and sixes, lots of action. And I think that's exactly what the kids want to see. And it's, you know, it's fun as well. And that's what the other part of it we mustn't forget is that cricket's fun and they can see it on the TV. And it's only three hours or so as opposed to a whole day or 5 days or whatever. And that's the... We've got to get them before they get to about 11 or 12. And if we get them before then, we've got them locked in, they will then play cricket, hopefully, for the rest of their lives. And seeing T20, which has been promoted and played in such a great way, it really is quite enthusing for the children.
We mustn't neglect test cricket, though, must we? I mean, are you in any way worried about the future of the test game?
Well, look, that's up to old blokes like me. We've got to try and support the cricket, because I know when I played, Test cricket for me was the pinnacle. It was the real test. You know, it was 5 days. It was about concentration. It was about, you know, dedication. It was about endurance. It was about tactics. It was an amazing game. It was a game of chess, and I still love the game. And, you know, we've got to keep pushing. But, you know, things change. Kids change. People have less time these days to sort of watch anything, really. So, you know, the T20's come at the right time. It's been a fabulous addition to the cricket. But we've got to, I think, try and protect the other game, which is a fascinating game. And maybe in time those youngsters will learn to love the Test match too. So I'm hoping we can keep them all going. We can actually use that enthusiasm from the T20. So as the guys get older, they can actually appreciate all the wonderful things Test cricket does give to the game.
Women's cricket is growing unbelievable. I mean, you know, we've got the World Cup on at the moment, haven't we? But, you know, the prize money, this deal includes women's cricket, doesn't it? That's very important.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the women's games come on leaps and bounds. And you watch some of the cricket going on at the moment with the World Cup. I mean, some of the cricket's being played by the teams is just outstanding, and you know it's proper cricket, and you know it's something that we've all been trying to push for. Again, you know, the money perhaps wasn't there before, the structure might not have been there before, but without doubt it is there now. It's a very, very good game, and hopefully there'll be lots of girls out there who will be watching on the TV and seeing this coming through, and they will be inspired to play cricket too, because without doubt, as I say, some of the cricket I've seen over the last 5-10 years and seeing how it's improved has been fantastic, and it's all credit to the women's game throughout the world. And hopefully with this coverage again on the BBC, pushing out to all the parts of the world and the cricket family, this is going to be without doubt a huge bonus to the game. And as I say, the women are doing their bit. They're playing some fabulous cricket.
We've got the Test series just around the corner. I wanted to ask you, Alistair Cook, I'm sure you follow the county game very closely, Mike. He scored 3 centuries in 10 championship innings. Essex currently top of the Division 1 table. He's not now likely to play county cricket again until September the 19th. Is that a bit of a shame, do you think?
Well, it's a shame for Essex, but he's given them a great start to the season. He's given them a huge boost, which you would expect from a wonderful cricketer like Alistair, and a wonderful bloke as well. So, you know, it's going to be good for England as well. So we're going to need some of his stability and some of his stickability as well at Test level, because we've got a hard series against South Africa. It's great to see him in good nick, and I just hope that he's able to bring his form with him. I know it sometimes goes in cycles, but he's got a great head on his shoulder. He'll be very, very useful for Joe Root as well. But it's really good to see him go down to the county level and really give all he's got back to Essex and play for them like he would be playing for England. And it's a great credit to him, because he's a very good bloke, and he's a very talented cricketer.